Dana for breakfast on 98.1 Power FM, and it is November, which means Movember is well and truly underway. We're a couple of weeks in, so you might see people in our community sporting a half-made moustache. And one of those people is Troy. He works as one of the prison guards at St. Heliers, and he started a team called the St. Heliers Mobros. He joins me on the phone. How are you going, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Really good. How did this team start up at St. Heliers?
I've been doing it personally for the last 6 years, and this year I just wanted to find a way to raise more money, so I put an email out to all the staff, and 9 other guys here put their hand up and joined the team, and we called ourselves the Mobros, and we set a target for $1,000. And at the moment we're sitting at $4,016
that
we've
brilliant.
Raised so far. Yeah.
And it's for such a good cause, raising money for men's mental health as well as awareness about prostate and testicular cancer.
Now, yeah, for sure.
Tell me, Troy, what are these challenges that you've implemented amongst the men in your team?
Yeah, there's a couple of us that are doing the traditional thing, like growing the mo.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of, there's one other guy's got a beard and he's just getting his beard dyed different colours every day.
What a great idea. A time-consuming activity, but I love it. It's for all in the name of raising money. So.
Yeah, it is. And I put a challenge out, if somebody would donate $150 directly to my mo space, I'd get my hair dyed, or bleached. And
are you currently sporting a bleached hairdo?
Bleached hair, eyebrows and mo.
Oh my gosh.
Part of the, that was the conditions. So I got that done at Colourworks for Hair.
Yeah.
In Musselbrook the other day.
Well, it's a wonderful cause. If you want to support Troy and the St. Heliers Mobros, jump on the Movember website. Look up St. Heliers Mobros and all the details are there. What did you say? You're just at over $4,000. Do you have a new target now that you've surpassed the original goal of $1,000?
Oh, we just want to keep going as far as we can. Like, I don't want to set another target because I think we're doing really well to achieve
what we have.
You'll
blow it out of the water.
Yeah, so I'm just hoping like the community will get behind us and show a bit of support. Any amount's really good, and we've had a bit of support by a couple of local businesses so far, which has been really good. And yeah, it's just as you said, it's for a great cause, and we've all got men that are important to us in some way or another. So, you know, it's not only for them; it's for men in the future too. Like kids that are growing up now could have issues later on, and it all goes towards helping all of them.
Absolutely, and it's so important that we talk about these mental health issues, not just in November, but above and beyond. So, Troy, thank you so much for doing this for our community.
Not a problem.